This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'd give you the phone number, but I'm not going to answer because I wouldn't be able to hear you. It's very noisy. We're live at CPAC 2017. A lot of energy in the room. A lot of young people. Look at the young ladies over there with the red dresses on, with the elephants and the white shirts, and they're just, they're giddy like there's a rock star going to show up here any second now, and I always get a kick out of the that. Jay Homnick joins me. He's written a book called Bullet In from Sinai. And you say this book is about the biblical basis for the Second Amendment. But God's people don't hurt anybody, right? I mean, they're not violent people.
Well, guns are not about hurting people. Guns are about helping people. Guns are about protecting people.
Yeah. I agree with you. But so tell me, give me the Reader's Digest version first of all. They dive into detail in a second.
Well, according to Jewish tradition, the very first thing that happened to the Jewish people when they left Egypt is that they were armed. It's the very first expression of sovereignty, of individuality, of freedom, is the ability to bear arms. That's before even they received the Bible and the law. And then, of course, I cover the various episodes. For example, classic David and Goliath, where Goliath says, "Fight me one-on-one. I can beat anyone one-on-one." And he's right, he can. And so David says, "Yeah, but I got a gun, you know." It was a slingshot, right? It's the equivalent of a gun. So he won't let the evil guy set the terms of the battle. And he says, you're right, no one's going to beat you with the sword, but guess what? I got a gun, so goodbye. And that idea that you need to have that equalizer, otherwise we're at the mercy of the tyrants, the strong opposition.
It's funny how they're so, some people on the left are so worried about us having guns because we can kill or harm people. They're not worried about, cars or knives or anything else. They're fixated on a gun for some reason. I still haven't been able to figure that out.
Well, the most fascinating thing is every Hollywood movie where someone is trapped alone in a house and they don't have access to a gun. So it's all about inventing some clever way of turning some household implement into a weapon. And so you got to come up with, you're going to kill the guy because he falls down on this hacksaw or some insanity. The garage thing, falls on the guy's head or something. You have to kind of create a replacement for the gun. But if you just have the gun, that's the shortcut. You're right there.
So your premise is that the basis for the Second Amendment, or not that that's why our founding fathers did it, but there is a basis in the Bible, in the Old Testament, for me, for standing behind and supporting the Second Amendment.
Absolutely, no question about it. And I don't believe it's possible to have a free people if you disarm them and essentially make them powerless and at the mercy of what might begin as a benevolent government, but over time, when you have absolute power, the likelihood is it's going to turn into a malevolent government.
God bless you for doing that, because a lot of people still believe that when, for Christians, when Christ said, turn the other cheek and all, you're not supposed to fight back, you're not supposed to... I said, no, you're wrong. You give people the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you take the first slap, but I only have two cheeks. beach. After that, you need to watch out.
Right, and I'm certainly not going to claim to be an interpreter of Christian theology, but I don't think turn the other cheek means that let evil vanquish the good.
Yep.
It might mean that in a small situation, don't make a fight. We don't have to make a fight. Take a little slap and go home and swallow your pride. But it doesn't mean that if the Nazis come, you got to stand there and let them take over the world.
I agree with you. From a Middle East standpoint, I'm sure you have quite a bit to say about that. But
yeah, I actually served in the IDF.
You did?
In my 30s, but a little bit.
I always found it interesting that people that really weren't strong in faith or really understood the basis of what that war is truly and honestly all about think that they're going to fix it with diplomatic meetings or asking Israel to take up less and less and less land. It's just amazing to me. I sit back there and scratch my head. I'm not an expert, but you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. And once you've lived in that region, you understand both sides. One is that Israel is an absolutely amazing place. It's really like the United States plunked in the middle of the Middle East in terms of freedom. Every possibility is there, every opportunity, every resource, and people are doing very well developing it and technology, all kinds of frontiers. Amazing place. Not to mention spirituality. Amazing place for spirituality. But at the same time, they have implacable enemies that just simply will not accept anything short of annihilation as the end game. And obviously, if you can't beat them, you got to beat them.
Yeah, it's just nuts. And I hope President Trump does what he said he's going to do. I hope President Trump truly is a friend to Israel and truly is there to help defend Israel.
Well, I think it's kind of funny that he rewarded his bankruptcy lawyer by making him the ambassador to Israel. But I hope that he will declare the bankruptcy of the Palestinians once and for all.
Yeah, and that's another thing. People really, they've been so fed lies from the left in school and other places. They don't really realize the viciousness, the violence of the Palestinian people.
Well, look, I'll be honest with you. When I lived in Israel, I had Palestinians that worked for me. And in fact, one guy saved my life in an encounter. But at the same time, institutionally, when it comes to politics, they're always, they tell you very politely, I'd like to be your friend, but if we ever win, we're going to have to destroy you, No, nothing personal.
Jay, we got it. Yeah, there we go. We got to get going. I appreciate your time with me today.
Absolutely. Have a pleasure. Anytime.
All right, thank you.
Hey, God.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back. All right, sit down, stop dancing around. I know some of you 70s freaks. You hear that stuff and you get all excited. I am Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Maybe I can respond to it. Maybe I can't. I don't know. We'll see. But today it's CPAC. And Scott Walker's been walking around. Sounds kind of weird, huh? Scott Walker's been walking around. And they're trying to get him, you know, I'd like to see him get more involved in our party. I'd like to see him run leadership classes for some of our Republican governors and even some of our Republican legislators. I'm really concerned after hearing some of the conversations going on around here today about how much our Republican Congress, our Republican Senate, really, how they're going to stand behind Mr. Trump. Or President Trump, if you would. Are they really gonna support him? I'm concerned they're not. Thank you for that. I'm concerned they're not willing to fight the way he is. They're too busy making excuses for the way he's talked about stuff, things that he has said. Well, here's the deal. Don't make excuses for him. He can work it out on his own. He's a big man. Or he's a grown man. I'm sorry. Not a big man. Grown man. So don't do that. When he says something, you know, you shouldn't be thinking, what did he really mean? I mean, at the surface, whenever he speaks about that stuff, at the surface, he's right. Don't you love this? Just when I need it the most. Computers are great when they work. Anyhow, again, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. There you go. You know, I tell you guys all the time, I hate computers. And one of the reasons I hate computers is because when you need them the most, they don't work. You know, Trump the other day got a real mouthful from many of our friends on the left about how bad he was and the way he called out Sweden. And he's talking about the rape culture there, the things that are going on against women in the Middle East and Europe. But as usual, and we see this happen a lot, come on, be honest with yourself, right? As usual, he was telling the truth. He knew what he was talking about. He doesn't always get it exactly right. He doesn't get the numbers exactly right. You know, the 3 million people really commit voter fraud. I got to tell you something, guys. I've been at this long enough to where I don't believe so. I don't believe 3 million did it. No, I believe there's hundreds of thousands. I believe there's hundreds of thousands in California alone that voted illegally. So, Jimmy Akerson and Matthias Karrasin, both leaders of the Sweden Democrats, penned a Wall Street Journal op-ed on Wednesday supporting Donald Trump's characterization of the Muslim immigrants and how the crime in those areas have risen. Look, I don't need a PhD. I don't need a college degree. I could barely make it out of high school and tell you that here's how it works. If crime's been fairly steady for years in a country, in an area, what have you, and then we won't even, let's not even use the word Muslim, because I know how many of you get really upset with that. So let's say that a new group of immigrants has moved into town with their own characteristics and their own way of doing business. And then let's say your crime rate starts to rise and steadily starts, maybe even spikes quickly and maintains. If you have two brain cells to rub together, how do you blame that on the citizens, the constituents, the whatever that had been living there for years before? How do you blame it on them? You can't. I wouldn't even give you time to answer. I'm just saying, you can't. There's no way. It's physically impossible. So what you want to do is sit back and look at the damage. Look at Germany. You had, first of all, you had two Swedish police officers, retired officers, who did step up and say, hey, look, they're not, Trump wasn't lying. They have seen a spike. It is because of the refugees. But nobody wanted to deal with that. Nobody wanted to fess up to that. So, anyhow, I look at that stuff and I don't understand why people have such a hard time with just putting together simple numbers. We don't allow people of his sort at the table. So he didn't exaggerate anything that went on in Sweden. And then when he's talking about what was going on in Germany with the rapes that were taking place, all those rapes didn't take place during Christmas. Well, look at, let me tell you what. There are too many bloggers and other people that hung around or that were around back then that sent videos, sent tapes, did the news reports. You can't hide it all. This is why Democrats hate the interweb, because you can't hide everything. And all that stupid stuff that they continue to say will somehow surface somewhere. Mm-hmm. Who are you and what are you doing sitting at my table?
You know, I just wanted to come and kind of like harass you here while you're on Radio Row.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see you that you made the trek across the country from very liberal California. Are you guys seceding, by the way?
I would love, you know, I'm leading that charge. I want,
really?
I really want a Cal exit.
And then you'll leave.
I'm willing to donate money.
And then you'll leave. You'll go
I'm willing to donate money to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to help them build the wall, right, mm-hmm. along the border. But I'm talking about the border between, like, you know, Nevada and California.
Exactly.
You see
yeah.
where I'm going with this?
Of course.
And then the liberals can all move there in their paradise, in their liberal paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure in about 25 years, we can take the place back without firing a shot. What do you think?
You know what?
You like that idea?
It's a great idea. I think it's fantastic. I think you should patent it. You put your name on it. Joe Messina's plan for making America great again. You're absolutely genius. But I would say this, right?
That's two of us that think so, but go ahead, yeah.
It's such a big hypocrisy that, you know, these California sits there and they you know, bash the rest of the country for being the way that they are. But, you know, the rest of the country is far more fiscally responsible than California. I read the number, was it $181 billion as of the last audit that California is in the red?
Oh, you must have read that 5 years ago.
Oh, what is it?
It's on the pension plans that we can't support.
Okay.
It's $142 billion, right
billion.
In there.
Oh, yeah.
Billion. And then there's $100 billion in infrastructure work that needs to be done.
God.
But no. The beauty is that we just came down. You know, you've heard about the dam,
mm-hmm.
and the spillway,
yeah.
right?
Oh, give us money. Give us money.
They already charged the taxpayers for that. So he had that money. But since we weren't going to have to build a dam up, because, you know, it's never going to rain again in California, they use that money in other places.
Oh, yeah.
So now they don't have the money to do the work. And what do? They hate Mr. Trump. They want to get away from Mr. Trump. They, you know, they're not going to listen to Mr. Trump. Oh, Mr. Trump, by the way, would you give us $100 billion
mm-hmm.
to replace the money that we blew so that people don't drown here?
I don't know. It's the saddest thing in the world to see the level of just delusion of what's going on there in California. I hope that their dream comes true and they leave the union.
Oh, yeah, well, it'd be my dream, too. Hang out. We're going to go for a quick break.
Yeah,
we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, my conservarican.
Yes, Julio Rivera.
I was going to wait till after the break. All right, that's okay. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I have not Geraldo.
Definitely not Geraldo.
I have his better-looking namesake. Julio Rivera is with me.
Yes.
Also known as the Conservarican, which I think that's a great...
Yes. I'm into branding. Yeah. I'm not quite like Trump, you know, but I like to brand things. Yeah. And I branded myself. I'm like a piece of livestock. I'm like, yeah.
But aren't we all really? I mean, seriously, in a sense, yeah. In this business, you're pretty much all like this. We'll sell ourselves for 5 minutes of airtime, right?
Okay.
So we were talking about CalExit, but I got to tell you, there's a couple of states similar to California. When we talk about New York as a whole,
oh yeah,
they're very much like California as well too. And again, these sanctuary cities, these sanctuary states that they're trying to do. And recently, they tried to do a sanctuary school district. So aren't we enough with the sanctuary stuff? First of all, technically, churches are sanctuaries. You really want to go hide in the church. It'll be okay. Everything will be fine. But this is really making the average American, and I'm not talking about the guy's politically engaged. Some of the guy's going to work every day. He's paying his taxes. He's trying to make a living. And he sees all this stuff. It's not helping him, is it, Julio?
No, absolutely not. And, you know, it's crazy. We have to obey laws. I mean, there has to be a break. And we're, I think, well beyond the breaking point. If it wasn't for the fact that there's nuclear weaponry involved, I mean, I think people would have come knocking at America's door for the money that we owe them at this point. And we just keep double dipping and triple dipping, and we're doubling down on these horrific policies. You know, the California is the perfect example. You know, the rest of the country does not want that anymore, and they rejected it in November. That's the reason why Trump won. And listen, Trump put a hiring freeze. You know, we're not hiring government employees anymore. You know, in California, you know, that going by that model, and I wrote a piece for Right Wing News about this. I compared Texas, which as of a couple of years ago was still operating with a, you know, over $10 billion surplus, you know, versus California, which we touched upon the numbers in the, you know, right before the break, over $100 billion in the red. And they both deal with a major issue with illegal immigration. Texas actually has the longest unsecured border with Mexico in the country. So they deal with the worst of it. How come, and they don't have a state income tax? So you do the comparison.
And a part-time legislature.
Exactly. So how can Texas
be fiscally, you know, definitely. I mean, I think at this point there may be a little bit in debt. I think that they did wipe away that over $10 billion surplus at this point. But it's nowhere near at the level of California. And I would suspect with Trump's policies, if we get the tax reform, the corporate tax reform, I'm sure they'll build up another $1 billion plus surplus.
Well, you know, Texas spent a boatload of money protecting the border.
Yeah.
They sent state border patrol down there to watch over the border for them, and it worked, and it made a difference. So how the government kept saying, even though Texas was doing it on their own, how the government, federal government kept saying, it'll never work, it doesn't do anything, it's only a temporary fix. Well, so what? I mean, if it's a temporary fix of keeping somebody from breaking into your home, you know, hurting your kids or doing whatever, I'll take the temporary fix if it's going to help keep me safe for a while. But I don't know.
That's the thing, and actually, I like that point. This is what I say to people that say it's too expensive to build the wall. You know what? The billions that you spend now, the $10 or $12 billion that's proposed now, will save you trillions down the road. Because think about it, the cost of educating these children, paying for the services involved, police, fire department, teachers, you know, their pensions, the unfunded liabilities that you attach to it. I'd happily spend even $20 billion now to save that money down the road.
You were, I know the California number, and I think I know what the number is, all the border states together, but they're coming up with crazy numbers for the wall from $12 to $15 billion up to $60 billion, right?
Yeah.
California alone spends $25 billion a year on illegals. That doesn't include refugees. That's strictly illegals. All right? Now, the other border states, I think when we get done with all of them, it's close to $100 billion, 110. And I'm saying to myself, why haven't we heard that number? Why isn't anybody put out, okay, this is what it's costing to do this. Even if we build a $61 billion wall, we're done. And you know, somebody said, well, Mexico's never going to write a check. I said, no, but I want you to think about something. How much money now doesn't go to Mexico? How much money do they not get? And then I heard some people who come up here a certain way, the Mexican government gets a little piece of the pie, if you would. They're going to pay for this one way or the other. Whether they directly cut the check or it hurts them from an economical standpoint, they're going to pay for this. And I don't have a problem with that because they've allowed it to happen.
Yeah. You know what? And this is the thing that the issue that I have. When you're doing, you know, the numbers as far as crunching, you're taking away jobs from Americans, right? And you're giving them to these illegals. And I'm on Facebook Live right now.
Oh, okay.
You're giving it to these illegals, right? And then what they do is they come here and they live bare bones minimum, right? They're usually, and I've seen it myself in Paterson, New Jersey, they may or be somewhere between 6 and 10 of them in one apartment living there. They make their money. They send their money to their country. So they're making tax-free income.
Yeah.
They send it away. So it's not even like they reinvest it in America, in American products. You know, they basically just survive here after they, you know, basically used our system up, worked their job and did whatever it was that, you know, whatever, made enough money so they can go back and live in Mexico at a higher level. You know, but what does that do for the American worker? And these people that fight for it, listen, I made this analogy when I was doing my show before, and it may be offensive to some people. America shouldn't have to absorb everybody's problems. We're not the world's trash can. And I, you know, some people may be offended by that, but the countries can't keep dumping their garbage on us because we have 95 million Americans out of work. We have labor force participation as bad as it was in the late 70s. Things are starting to come back. I do believe that Trump can grow the economy at 4%, but he needs the tax reform. We need the regulatory reform. And then at that point, America will be producing jobs at a level that will sustain our economy.
Yeah.
You know, that's basically what we need.
All right, Julio, how do people find you? I don't mean physically either.
I'm in booth, what is this?
Booth 13, 10.
24.
13.
Yes, 13, 14. No, I am at, now, I'm the editorial director of the Reactionary Times, which has just launched.
Okay.
We're doing and you're going to be a part of this because I'm going to have you, I'm going to beg you to come on. We're developing a internet television show, which will be on, it's going to be the new version of the Reactionary Times will be debuted in late spring with the show, and it's going to be fantastic. And,
cool.
and we'll talk about everything that's on the real side of things.
All right, I got to trademark that real quick before
exactly.
Goes, right?
Please do.
Julio, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so
much,
Jeff.
Dude. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
I will.
Don't get in trouble.
I didn't bring bail money, so no. Be good. All right. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always have fun doing this. I can read that. You didn't write like an old doctor again. This is really cool at times. I enjoy this. Shannon Joy is with me.
Hi, Joe Messina.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Just getting it done here at CPAC.
And trying to get it done,
yeah,
right? I know. So, and you have your own show called The Shannon Joy Show,
mm-hmm,
and out of Rochester.
Yeah. I have a network of stations that I'm on every Monday through Friday, noon until 1 p.m., talk about politics from a national...
Politics?
Well, that's what we do, right? From a national standpoint. But I try to slap it all down on the kitchen table and help explain what is happening in Washington, D.C., to young moms like myself, you know, people, mm-hmm, women who are in the thick of it, dads who are in the thick of it. A lot of what they do in D.C. is very complicated. It's very tricky. There's a lot of kabuki theater that goes on. And I try to decode that on the show every single day and then empower people to resist from the bottom up. So getting involved in local elections, local school, yep, boards, resisting from the inside out, homeschooling your kids, reading the Constitution, reading the Declaration of Independence, all of those things are woven in to the fabric of the show to get people ready to fight for their liberty.
Oh, that's very cool. I met with a group of young moms a few weeks back, Democrats their whole life, voted nothing but Democrat, and said, you know what, we can't find our party anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats in California who own California,
yeah,
they have a new bill. They call it the Child Protection Act. It's SB 18.
Okay.
So that has to scare you right away when a Democrat comes out with a bill called the Child Protection Act.
So it's the
Act,
exact,
right?
Opposite, right?
Bingo. So what it is it's three areas where it protects your children. Nutritionally,
mm-hmm,
if you're not feeding your child properly,
uh-huh,
according to the state, they can come take your child.
Unbelievable.
If you're not educating your child properly, so homeschool mothers are going to have to be very careful into what they do.
Yep.
And even from a spiritual standpoint, if you're forcing your kids to do things that they feel is right for your child, they can actually take your child away, put your child in a foster home till you've been properly re-educated on how to care for your child.
It's Joe,
California.
Now this is epidemic, and so goes California, so goes the rest of the nation.
Right.
It happens in New York State as well. Parents need to understand that, and this is not just a Democrat thing, this is a Republican thing as well. I've spent many years focusing on
Common Core. Okay, you know how this works?
Yeah.
You need to pause.
Oh, shoot. Is that the bumper music?
That's
all right, I'll pause for a minute.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Shannon Joy, the host of The Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Back. Hopefully you are too. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, but you can find out what station you're on. I mean, what station's close to you. If you're listening on your little smartphone, you shouldn't have to do that. I want you to call the station. And I want you to talk to Frank, whoever's running the place. Say, hey, why aren't you carrying the show? And when he says he hasn't heard about it, ask him if he's been in a coma for the last 8 years. And then let me know if you want to do anything. I'll be more than happy to call. The last three stations we've got is because listeners have said, hey, how come I can't get the show here?
Love it.
So, yeah, it makes a big difference. Anyway, Shannon Joy is joining me. She has her own show called The Shannon Joy Show. You're in Rochester. You start. You're housed out of Rochester. Okay. Like I'm housed out of Los Angeles, but I'm not telling you where. These people are
incognito.
You know, I'll tell you a story. I don't tell that often. So my studio is in my home.
Oh,
and I got
the
Yes, you're exactly right. Somebody got my address, and I'd love to tell the story about how a liberal gave birth in my driveway.
Stop that.
No, seriously.
They came to stalk you, and then she went into labor.
No, they left human excrement right there in my driveway.
Oh, you meant that? I thought you meant really gave.
Well, they dropped the kids off at the pool. We're not in the pool.
There you go. So, yeah. Anyhow, they left me a present.
No.
And,
That's
mean. So I thought, I was saying, is that really, that's like keying somebody's car in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Knock on the door and tell me you don't like what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Have some guts. You know what I'm saying?
Mano y mano.
So, so we were having fun. You know, California, you're right. California influences the rest of the nation. The SB 18 bill is very scary, really scary. We also have the pro-vaccine bill, I call it, which was if your kid isn't vaccinated, then he can't go to school. Now, the funny thing about this is I barely made it out of high school, so I'm not a well-educated guy. So why is it that all your vaccinated kids got sick from the kids that weren't vaccinated? I'm kind of confused here.
Now you're violating Republican and conservative orthodoxy right now to talk about vaccination. There is nothing more divisive. Republicans will go after you. I have done a ton of research on mandatory government vaccination. And when you look at from measles to mumps to HPV to meningitis, which is mandated in New York State now for children to attend school. And here's the thing. The government compels us to send our children to the government indoctrination centers. And then they say, well, you have choice, but your kid can't come to the government indoctrination center unless they're vaccinated. And these vaccines, these are not your mama's vaccinations, okay? This is not measles, mumps, rubella that happened. You know, you had three shots before you went to school. We are talking about 60 to 90 shots, vaccinations that a child receives before they turn 16, as required by the federal government or recommended by the CDC. And the states are different in some of their laws, but these, when you do the basic research, you will find that in most cases, according to the package inserts on these vaccines, that the vaccine itself is more dangerous in terms of risk of adverse reaction and death than the disease itself. And that is true for meningitis. It is true for HPV. And so this is an important topic. Again, this is the war on parenting. It's the war on parents that you are identifying. They're doing it through Obamacare. They're doing it through your schools, through Common Core, through taking over homeschooling and tying them to federal standards. Just heard Betsy DeVos on the floor at CPAC. It was a disaster. It's interesting to me that Betsy DeVos failed to mention Common Core when millions of parents and millions of students are still currently suffering under the Common Core standards, only via a different name, and the testing and the data collection. She promises, apparently Donald Trump promised to get rid of it. His education secretary apparently doesn't feel the need to even mention it.
Well, let me tell you, we have to be strategic as Republicans, okay? One of my biggest... So I'm in an area that has 25 elected officials on school boards. I mean, we can hit each other with a stone. We're so close. I got elected to a school board, too.
God bless you.
Fairly large one. And I tell our people all the time, you keep complaining about education. Have you ever run for office? Have you ever helped a conservative run for office? And the one thing I have learned when you're on the inside like this, you can tweak Common Core. You can make it work. So if your state, like ours, is two-thirds Democrat up in the legislature, we're not going to change anything up there.
Yeah.
But we can change it locally. But
there
you have to
you
be willing
do.
To work it. You have to be willing to fight it.
Here's one dirty little secret. Well, most likely, if your school took the Race to the Top fund, your school is collecting data.
Right.
And the data and the testing are the way that you know if Common Core is in your school. If your child, if the school is implementing the test, the kids are taking the test, then they are teaching the standards. If the data is being collected, then you are, ensnared with the standards. My little school district in New York State was one of a handful of schools in the country that rejected the Race to the Top money.
Wow.
And so you're right. There are things you can do. Because our board of nine board members saw the writing on the wall.
Yep.
They knew that the standards weren't written. They rejected the money. Fairport, New York is one of the only school districts in the nation that does not collect the data. 70% of our Fairport students refuse the Common Core exams. We don't even take the exams. Because the kids don't take the exams, the teachers know that they're not going to be judged by those exams, and the teachers are free to teach, which is what we need. We need locally controlled education. Every curriculum should be different. It should not be one-size-fits-all comprehensive, which Betsy DeVos loves to say. It should not be standards-based, outcome-based, which Betsy DeVos loves to talk about. Betsy DeVos, out of Michigan, spent millions of her own dollars to push the Common Core standards. She not only pushed the Common Core standards in Michigan, she used her millions to crush the conservative grassroots opposition to Common Core in Michigan. Mike Pence did the same thing in Indiana as governor. He oversaw the renaming of the Common Core standards, a big shell game,
right.
a bunch of kabuki theater. All of the grassroots activists in Indiana saw the same. So if you have Donald Trump with Pence at his side and DeVos on his other side, I don't think we're going to see any relief when it comes to Common Core. They're going to tell us we do, though. They're going to guise it in the idea of choice.
But Shannon, isn't this why we need local people like you and I to get involved in politics and not to talk about it in the radio?
Yep.
Because I not only talk about it in the radio, I sit on the board, and the LGBTQ moms show up on a regular basis.
Correct.
Read what I've said on the air, what Mr. Messina said on such a, right? And so therefore he should be removed. Well, they can't remove me for any of this stuff because I don't say go out, we need to go out and kill LGBTQ kids because this is the way they make it sound. Nobody, I don't know of a conservative that hates a particular group of people. We just come, you know, California, they spend most of their time in the legislature doing sexual awareness laws. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Well, and it's outrageous. And we see it from our vantage. I'm New York, you're California. And this is where the progressive agenda is implemented first.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people in the red states do not feel the pain in the way that we do, but they need to understand that it's coming their way because much of the Republican Party has been infiltrated by progressivism and by progressives. And there are change agents among us. I know I sound a little bit conspiratorial.
No, because somebody laughed at me earlier
when I said
Paul Ryan is the first wave of progressive Republicanism.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I saw that last year with him, and I said, he's bad for us.
Yeah. They're playing games. They're playing games with Obamacare. They're playing games with Common Core. Most radio hosts didn't mention the fact that Donald Trump has betrayed his promise on DACA. It appears that DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, this was what conservatives screamed about, Joe, for years. The unconstitutional executive action taken by Barack Obama that legalized millions and will continue to legalize millions. Just like that, right? This is one of the easiest executive orders. Because it was constitutional for Donald Trump to reverse, he will not reverse it. The DACA is going to remain. Now, DACA, it dwarfs the refugee program, right? So we focus on 100 refugees that were affected by President Obama's executive action, which was good. That was a good thing. But it only affected 100 people. DACA dwarfs that in its scope. Billions of dollars spent to educate, to house.
But look how fast the Republicans ran away.
I know.
When the crap hit the fan, instead of saying, wait a minute, this is what we're trying to do. We'll help clean it up, but right now it stays, and we'll fight to make
nothing. And so there are some good things coming out of this presidency of Donald Trump, but I am seeing much more of the same, Joe Messina, and it worries me.
The thing that for me, personally, I feel like religious freedom is going to come back. Whether the man can find a Bible or not, I don't really even care at this point. The mere fact that it's not going to be sinful anymore to say something about God or what have you.
Or to say that I believe that marriage should be between a man or a woman.
Right, you're not going to be, right. And that was, we were going down a road where people like you and I, literally, they could have come into our studios and taken us out because of hate speech or that kind of thing.
It's scary.
And it's happened in other small cities. Where it starts off with a proclamation, then goes to an ordinance, and then all of a sudden you speak against gay marriage, and that's hate speech.
Well, and it makes you wonder. I mean, you look at the flower shop and the bakery. Now, unfortunately, there was just another. I mean, we just had another. I think the Fourth Circuit Court just recently. I mean, it's still happening.
Right.
Unfortunately, even during a Trump administration, hopefully he can remedy that. But how does that move? You know, for someone, the two of us who are in broadcasting, you know, if the florist has to bake the cake or has to build the flowers or the baker has to bake the cake, when is it going to come a time when they want us to voice the spot, right? They come in and say, you have to voice this commercial for this LGBT group or this whatever group that you might morally object to. When will it come a point where we're going to have to give up our program or voice that spot? And this is what freedom of association and the right to conscience, the right to worship, to practice your religion in any way that you desire is really being attacked. And I do hope that Donald Trump will, with the appointment of Neil Gorsuch, hopefully we can begin to bring that Supreme Court back to sanity. We are still now just at status quo. We haven't won yet. His second appointment is going to to be more important than that, that first winter race.
I agree. I'm hoping that Ruth Bader gets so irritated at everything that she realizes that it'd be best for her health for her to leave.
She's looking a little frail, lately, Joe.
And, you know, just so people don't think we're picking, I don't wish ill on any human being, right?
No.
But she, you know what, like anybody, she's getting up there in age, hand the reins over to somebody else,
I know.
Right?
That old bird, it's time for her to...
Jen, it's been a pleasure. Where do people find you? Quickly.
Find me on Facebook, Shannon Joy, or follow me on Twitter, at Shannon Joy Radio, or download my app to your iPhone or your Android.
Perfect.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. You can listen live every single day.
All right, Shannon. Thanks for being with
me. Thank you.
It was a ball. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Seriously, heat up your coffee. Take care of your bodily functions.